Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed, and know that miracles are all around you, and you're going to see it and you're going to know it. But God said, I make thee a favorite right. And you're going to find that you're going to rise in power and you're going to rise in authority. For the Spirit of the Lord is going to encourage you to begin to expand your intellectual and your spiritual horizon. And you're going to learn more even in this season. You're going to learn more spiritually. You're going to learn more things about the world, but also about yourself. And you're going to find that the Spirit is going to bring you a real favorable opportunity or even a flash of insight. But you're going to be opened up unto the Spirit. You're going to see things, yea, even in the realm of the Spirit. And you're going to begin to see that God's going to begin to give you the ability to shed light on some kind of domestic or matter surrounding the home. For the Lord says unto thee that even from around about the 13th of the month of September to around about the 26th of October, that's going to be a season where the Lord says, I'm going to give you extra energy, extra power, extra authority, and this is going to allow you to be able to move forward with some new projects as you're going to be able to attract the help that you need. And yet God says unto thee that during that season, don't be overly pushy or arrogant. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee that you're going to be doing maybe travel or study, or you're going to do some cultural activities as well. I can tell you that from around about the 20th to around about the 28th of the month of September, God's going to give you the ability to usher in some new friendships or opportunities and to be able to make a wish come true. And yet, Father says, protect your health around the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st, because there could be some challenging things around you, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord for you in this month of September. This is the season to begin to balance family and office. For Father God said, this is the season where you're going to begin to take the opportunity to choose family over your work. But Father God says, yes, career and major changes on the career front are important. Your Father God says, in this season, as you select family and begin to bring your priorities into order, Father God says he's going to send a blessing in the workplace. I also hear Father God saying it's kind of seemingly that you're the social bee. This month, a lot of many activities are going to be calling. Your Father God says this is the season where you're going to find partnerships, friendships, and groups calling for your assistance. And God says he's going to give you the wisdom and the discernment. I hear Father God saying the date of September 27th, God says mark it on your calendar, because Father God says there will be an invitation that you don't want to refuse. I hear Father God saying many blessings will come with this invitation. I further hear Father God saying, when dealing with family and or a partner in this season, Father God says, if someone seems a little picky, a little bit on the edge, Father God says, do not become frustrated. Father God says, begin to be the assistant that God has sent you to. Father God says, agree to disagree. Father God says, cooperation is a key word in this season. And I hear Father God saying, lend an ear in this season. Father God says, it'll be very important, paramount, to listen in this season, for in your listening, you'll understand. And I further hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're going to have a guardian angel. For Father God says he's already dispatched a guardian angel for you. For Father God says he's going to lead and guide you concerning some financial things this month. And I hear Father God saying around the 21st of the month, I hear Father God saying there's going to be an individual, you're going to be very influential in their decisions concerning some things financially and investment-wise. So Father God said, peace be still and know that this is a month that he's ordained to bring breakthrough, to bring favor, and to bring laughter back into the home. And that is the word of the Lord.
My God, my God. Dear friend, now listen, I want you to stay tuned, because the prophetic team is about to come forth and further give you what thus saith the Lord. Stay tuned. I will be right back.
God bless you, Sister Daya. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be something that you're going to be receiving recognition for. God says for you not to be afraid to move forward. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be like a new awakening on the inside of you, because you're going to discover much about yourself, and God says that you're going to go forward with eagerness, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Daya. I hear the word of the Lord saying new strength is coming to you. God is saying that he's preparing you in this season. God is saying that he's giving you clear instructions. And I hear God saying for you to fret not, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord coming unto me saying, this is a season that God says you're going to be elevated and you're going to begin to see new growth. You're going to see a greater impartation of his spirit and revelation knowledge. I see you excelling in the area of the arts, and creativity is coming forth out of you, and education is your portion in this season. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Daya. I hear Father God saying, be quick to listen and slow to speak in this season. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season of meditation. Father God says, this is also the season of wealth and prosperity. Father God saying, he's working out all things concerning you. And I just hear Father God saying, stop worrying. Father God says, dot every I and cross every T in this season. And I just hear Father God saying, press in and press on. For you are in the season of the pressing, yet Father God says, there's many blessings. And that's the word of the Lord.
Once again, I want to thank you, Sister Daya. Thank you for the seed of $44. 4 plus 4 is 8, which means that you're stepping into a level of power and authority. It's a season where you're going to use integrity in all that you do. You made sacrifices, but they're going to bless you, yea, even in this hour. And you're going to see that I shall bless thee, and I shall raise thee up, and you shall reap many rewards because of the sacrifices that you have made. Thank you for your miracle seed. God bless.